you know what that music say?
Yes, sir, Amos. That music say, good health to all from Rexall.
The Amos and Andy Show, transcribed, written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier, featuring Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Amanda Randolph, Roy Glenn, Will Wright, Jeff Alexander's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll. Amos and Andy!
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? I am Freeman Gosden. Right after the first act of our show this evening, I would like to talk to you about something very important. I hope you'll be listening. The Sunday meal in every American home is traditional. Perhaps the wife invites her mother over for dinner. They both help in preparing the meal. And then after dinner, it's customary for the men folks to compliment the women on a fine feast. And today, after Sunday dinner at the Stevens's, it's only natural that the Kingfish had his say about the meal.
Well, girls, there's only one thing that I can say after a meal like that. Where is the bicarb Minnesota?
Yes, George, that was a wonderful New England boiled dinner.
Oh, so that's what it was. Yeah, well, I'm glad you identified it there. New England boiled dinner. Listen, if the Pilgrims ever ate that stuff before they went out to fight the Indians, instead of Ike, we'd have Chief Sitting Bull in the White House right now. I tell you, that dinner has done ruined my stomach.
It's funny, but if I didn't pay for the food I ate, I'd keep my big fat mouth shut.
Now listen, Wendy. Ain't nothing in the world could keep your big fat mouth shut, I tell you that.
George, don't you dare talk that way to my mother. She's always been sweet and charitable.
Yeah, she has it that. She give you away at the wedding. And believe me, that's one hunk of charity I could have done without.
Talking about your weasel. When you married my daughter, you got the rose from the garden. You got the apple from the tree and the sparrow from the nest.
Yeah, and if I had it to do all over again, I'd marry a human being. That's what I...
Mama, did you hear what he said?
Let me at him, daughter. I'll scratch his eyes out.
Now, wait a minute, you help. Let me go here. Help.
So, Sapphire and your mama really drove you out of the house this afternoon, huh, Kingfish?
Yes, Andy. It's nice of you to walk with me here in the park. Yeah, all is quiet. All is peaceful and all is serene.
Well, it might be that way now, Kingfish, but I'll tell you, this joint is really jumping after the sun goes down.
Yeah, well, never mind that, Andy. Say, look at them pigeons there.
Yeah. They sure a funny-looking bird, ain't they?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me something, Kingfish. Why do some birds sleep stand on one foot?
Because you're a fool if they picked up both of them, they'd fall down. But look at them, Dander. Look at them. Oh, I tell you one thing. Them pigeons is a lot better off than we is.
Help! Help!
Holy mackerel, what was that?
Look at that, Andy. That man that was on the lake there done fell out the rowboat. Come on, Andy. Come on.
Help! Help! I'm drowning!
Holy smokes, Andy. He's trying to hold on to the boat. He's going down. Come on, quick. Jump in and save him, Andy.
You jump in and save him. You're a better swimmer.
Yeah, but I got on my new suit, Andy. You jump in, will you?
You know I can't stand cold water.
Well, I can't either, Andy.
Yeah, well, maybe we better forget the whole thing.
Help! Help!
Now, look, Andy. I ain't gonna stand here and see that man drown. If you ain't gonna do nothing, I is. Here goes.
Kingfish, you done pushed me in the water.
Oh. That's it, Andy. Swim over toward you, man. That's it. Keep on going, boy. You got it, man. Keep going. Now, just take it easy there, Andy. That's right. Keep your feet soaking in that hot water there. Yeah, do you a lot of good. Got Epstein sauce in the stuff there.
Oh, me, Kingfish. I still got the chills from that cold water yesterday. I was doing everything to keep warm.
Yes, and I noticed you got 2 suits of long underwear on there.
Yeah, well, I put them on last night. But I'm going to take one of them off.
What's the trouble?
Well, every time I stand up, I feel like somebody is following me.
I brung the afternoon paper over here for you, ain't
there? Oh, that's good. What's new in the thing?
Well, let me see here. Nothing much. Here's the item here. Daring Lake Rescue. Millionaire saved from watery grave. Late yesterday, Chauncey Penbrook, eccentric millionaire, was pulled from Central Park Lake by unidentified hero.
Well, now, there's a funny thing, Kingfish. I pulled an old fellow out of Central Park Lake yesterday. Them old geezers must like that kind of thing when he gets into his second childhood.
Then I say here the rescuer was described as being a brutish-looking individual with a protruding waistline and a submoronic expression. Say, Andy, what a break this is.
Break?
Yeah, don't you realize the submoron they're talking about here is you?
Yeah, with a flattering description like that, it couldn't be nobody else. Let me see that paper.
Oh, Andy, what a break. You realize that you has done saved a millionaire's life? Think of the reward we can get from this Mr. Penbrook. Yeah, we liable to get enough to put us on Easy Street for the rest of our lives.
Sure enough.
Oh, certainly, Andy. And he gonna be grateful, too. That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
And the thing to do is to take advantage of his gratitude for all he's got.
Yeah, that's right. Let's get up to his place and see him. Hey, but wait a minute, Kingfish. It say here in the newspaper story that witnesses reports they see one of the rescuers going through the unfortunate victim's pockets. Say, Kingfish, when I went home to change my clothes, you didn't swipe nothing off that old man, did you?
Oh, of course not, Andy. I was just giving him artificial perspiration around the billfold there. That's all.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? I am Freeman Gosden. For the past several years, we have actually spent a good deal of time in the laboratories of the Rexall Drug Company. And I wanted to tell you tonight about the high standard of products that bear the name Rexall. I guess we know practically all the folks at Rexall, the president, yes, and the doctors and scientists who work in the laboratories. These men have dedicated their lives to the achievement of perfection in Rexall drug products, whether it be aspirin, home antiseptics, vitamins, or any of the other 2,000 products that carry the famous Rexall label. These are the products that, for more than 50 years, have helped to guard the health of America. These famous Rexall drug products are sold by more than 10,000 independent Rexall druggists throughout the nation. Now, just a word about your Rexall druggist. He is not a man who is sent to your town for 6 months or a year and then replaced by another man. In every instance, your Rexall druggist owns his own store. The chances are he was born in your hometown, goes to your church, he belongs to your clubs, and he has probably known your doctor for many years. And what is more, he is a trained and experienced pharmacist. He regards your prescription as a public trust, and he fills it with painstaking accuracy. And that is why we often say you can rely on any drug product that bears the name Rexall, and you can put your faith in the integrity of your Rexall druggist. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the truth. In all of our years, I do not think my partner, Charles Correll, or myself have said this much, but we feel it in our hearts, and we wanted you to know it.
Say, how do I look, Amos? I done put on my new suit to go over and see Mr. Penbrook.
Yeah, well, you're going up and see the old gentleman that you pulled out of the lake, huh?
Yeah, me and the Kingfish is going up there right after lunch.
Oh, the Kingfish going with you? You ain't gonna try to shake the old gentleman down, is you?
Shake him down? Ha! Like a double malted. You know something? The Kingfish sunk up a wonderful gimmick.
A gimmick, huh?
Yeah. While we're talking to the old duffer, we're going to drop in the conversation about how much valuable stuff we lost, you know, rescuing him, my expensive suit, and the gold watch out of my pocket and all that stuff.
Well, I'd be careful, Andy. He probably going to give you a reward, but you don't want to kill the goose that laid the golden egg.
No, Amos. We ain't going to kill the goose. We just planning on speeding up egg production. Kingfish, this is the swankiest hotel I done ever been in.
Yeah, well, here we is. This must be a suite, 1215. Yeah, this old man Pembroke's suite, all right. Let me knock on the door here now. Now, remember the gimmick, Andy. We brings up in sort of a roundabout way all the valuables we done lost rescuing him and all that.
Yeah, I know.
Mr. Pembroke?
Yes, yes, what is it?
Miss Pembroke, I is George Stevens, and this here is Modest Hero Brown. Miss Brown, I'd like to have you meet the man who, if you hadn't pulled him out of the icy water, would now be stretched out dead as a mackerel.
I'm pleased to meet you, Mr. Mackerel. I mean, Mr. Pembroke.
Oh, yes, yes, come in, come in. I recognize you now. Come in. Yeah, won't you sit down?
Yeah, sir, thank you. I'll sit here, and you can sit over there, brave, unselfish hero.
If you care to smoke, Mr. Brown, there's an ashtray there at your elbow.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you. Yeah, I'll take this big butt laying here on the edge right here.
It's a wonderful thing you did, Mr. Brown. Wonderful thing. I'll always feel indebted to you for the rest of my life, plunging into the water like that.
Oh, think nothing of it, Miss Pembroke. It ain't nothing that any other man wearing a $250 suit and $75 shoes wouldn't have done, you know.
That's right. So what if a swan done it at my $80 Stetson hat?
Well, I still think it was the most wonderful thing to do.
No, no, not at all. We just come up here to see how you was feeling, that's all. We gotta be running. By the way, Miss Brown, what time is it? What time you got?
Ain't got no idea, Mrs. Stevens. Don't you remember? I done lost my watch in the water when I jumped in the water to save Mr. Pembroke here.
Oh, now, Mr. Brown, I don't think it's very nice to bring up the fact that while you was rescuing Mr. Pembroke, you done lost your 46 jewel platinum wristwatch with the wine stem on it there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I shouldn't have brought up that watch with the diamond numbers on the face and the solid gold Mickey Mouse in the center.
Nothing like that, no.
Why, I never met two men who took such an unselfish attitude.
Oh, yes, sir. That's our nature.
Well, I just want to thank you so much for all you've done. Shake each of you with a hand and extend you my heartfelt gratitude and say good day and goodbye.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Pembroke. We appreciate that. So long.
Yeah, so long, Mr. Pembroke.
Good day.
Good day. Ha, ha, Andy. Wasn't that something, boy? Our gimmick really worked, didn't it?
I'll say. We pulled the wool over that old fella's eyes. Say, tell me, Kingfish, in the middle of all that gratitude and the handshaking and the backslapping, how much reward did he slip you?
No, Andy, in the middle of the handshaking and the backslapping, he done slipped you the reward.
Kingfish, in the middle of anything, there ain't nobody done slipped me nothing.
Holy mackerel, Andy, we done out-gimmicked ourselves here.
Yeah, that crooked old rascal done pulled a fast one on us.
Yeah, let me knock on this door here again. I ain't gonna stand for nothing like this. I just ain't gonna do it.
Yes? Oh, Mr. Stevens, what can I do for you?
Miss Pembroke, we feel that we done insulted you.
Insulted me? Why, how did you do that?
Well, we insulted you by thinking that you would be so ungrateful as not give us a reward.
Well, I had planned on offering you a reward, but from all the valuables you lost and your attitude, it's obvious you were men of considerable wealth. Oh, I'm afraid it'd be rather difficult for me to stoop to offering you money.
Well, that's all right. We can wait till you limbers up.
Yeah, and if it'll make you feel any better, we'll even crouch right down there with you, yeah?
Well, I know that you're just trying to make me feel good here, but even if you are wealthy, I still think I should pay you a token reward.
Token reward?
Yes. What did you say to $1,000?
Mister, your token is token.
Well, that's fine. Now, I'll make out the check and mail it to you in the next few days.
You ain't gonna give it to us now, huh?
Well, I know that men of your means are in no hurry.
No, that's all right. I guess we ain't. Yeah, we'll get in touch with you in the next couple of days. Come on, Andy. Goodbye, sir.
Goodbye. Good day.
Well, we're going to have to wait a few days for the reward, Andy. You think you're on the level, don't you?
Well, I don't know, Kingfish, but the next time I see a fella drowning, I'm gonna dive down with a blank check and one of them pens that writes underwater.
Well, me and Annie done pretty good up there with old Miss Pembroke yesterday. I hope he comes through, cause I need, hello, George Kingfish, Stevens speaking.
This is Mr. Pembroke. I have that check all made out.
Oh, wonderful, yes, sir.
Yes, the reason I called, that is Andrew H. Brown.
You done made out the check to Mr. Brown?
Why, of course. He's the one that pulled me out of the lake. Would you tell him to drop by and pick it up?
I'll tell him. Thank you, sir. So the check is an end of name. Well, why shouldn't it be? Anna's the one that pulled him out of the water. It's only fair that he should get the reward. It's only right that he should get what's coming. Say, wait a minute. I better cut out this kind of thinking. I'll have to talk myself out of jipping him out of that money.
Now, here is your Rexall Family Druggist.
This evening, you heard Freeman Gusden speak to you about Rexall drug products. He mentioned aspirin, a home antiseptic, and vitamins. When he said aspirin, he meant Rexall aspirin, of course. There's no faster-acting aspirin made than Rexall aspirin. And in Rexall's famous antiseptic MI-31, homemakers have an all-purpose antiseptic that serves with equal effectiveness as a mouthwash, gargle, breath deodorant, and first aid dressing. And when he speaks of vitamins, Freeman is, of course, referring to Plenamins, the multivitamins that give you more than your minimum daily requirement of every vitamin with established minimums, plus valuable liver concentrate, iron, and red vitamin B12. In short, Freeman Gosden wants you to know, just as 10,000 independent family druggists know, you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Well, let me get on in here and see my friend Calhoun. You ought to be able to help me. Calhoun, I want to talk to you, boy.
Oh, Kingfish, how is you, boy? I was just going to call you up on the telephone. You know anyone that wants to buy a parrot cage? Hey, but my pet parrot done passed on.
You mean that parrot that you bought about 6 months ago?
Yeah.
The one you was always fussing over?
Yeah.
And bought all the special food and vitamins for?
Yeah, that's the one, Kingfish. He died last Sunday.
Sunday, huh?
Yeah.
What did he die of?
A 340-degree oven.
Oh. Never mind your parrot, Calhoun. I come over here because I has got a situation that I want you to examine.
Well, sit it out there and I'll do the best I can.
Well, now, look here. You know that Andy saved a millionaire from drowning the other day.
Yeah.
And now he's giving Andy $1,000 reward.
Oh, I see. Just how is you planning on spending the money?
Well, now, that's the trouble. You see, the man is paying the reward by check and the check is done made out to Andy Brown.
Well, if the check is made out to Andy, the only one could get that money is Andy or his heirs.
Yeah, well, Andy ain't got no heirs, and anyway, Andy ain't, wait a minute, sir. Calhoun, shake hands with the sole heir of the late decreased Andrew H. Brown.
Now, wait a minute, Kingfish. Now, wait a minute. Hold on here. You ain't thinking about fatalizing Andy, is you?
No, but suppose Mr. Pembroke thunk something done happened to Andy, and I was his only heir.
Well, he'd probably give you the money then.
Yeah, well, that's just what I gonna do. I gonna work it out. You watch what I tell you. That's what I gonna do.
Yeah, well, Kingfish, I gotta get on over home now. I'm going over to the Metropolitan tonight. Yeah, they're doing my favorite opera, William Tell.
Oh, William Tell. Yeah, that's a real good one, ain't it?
Yeah, Joey, and the part I love about this beautiful opera comes down toward the end where the cruel tyrant tells William Tell to shoot the apple off the head of his little boy. And he do it without even quivering a muscle.
Yeah, that's something.
Yeah, it is. And then the tyrant turned to William and said, "Bravo! I ain't never seen nobody that cool under pressure. That is the coolest thing I done ever seen." And then William Tell throws back his head and sings that beautiful aria. "Nah, heedin', bloutin', I'm blutin', scootin', in that flutin' blattin'."
Tell me this, what do that mean?
Man, doing that ain't cool, it's real crazy.
Well, here's Miss Pembroke's room. Yeah, I hope this works about Andy kicking the bucket.
Oh, Mr. Stevens, come in.
Oh, thank you, sir, yes.
Why, didn't you bring Mr. Brown with you?
Well, I would have, Mr. Pembroke, but I didn't want to pay the Paul Bowers overtime.
I beg your pardon. What was that?
I'm sorry, but I got some sad news for you, Miss Pembroke.
You mean something serious has happened to Mr. Brown?
Well, yes, in a way. The last time I see the boy, he had a lily in his hand and there was lowering the top on his knotty pine convertible. Yes.
Heavens, this is shocking. What happened to him?
Well, the boy has done contracted pneumonia from saving you in the icy waters, you see.
Well, he looked all right when he was up here the other day.
Yeah, well, you see, his lungs give out on him 3 days ago, but we was giving a large hall dinner, and he didn't want to spoil things for his friends, and the brave lad that he was, he just sat there through 6 courses breathing through his gallbladder.
I wish I'd been informed. I would have paid my respects.
Well, you see, what carried him away was his high temperature.
Hmm?
116. So the Board of Health insisted that we hurry up the festivities. That's what they say.
A temperature of 116?
Oh, it was terrible. Matter of fact, they had to keep wetting him down with a fire hose doing the services.
Why, this is terrible. And just when I was going to pay him the reward. My, do you know if Mr. Brown had any heirs?
Heirs? Well, now, that is a coincidence that you mentioned there. It just so happens that I have Mr. Brown's last will and testament in my pocket right here. That will overcome with sorrow like I is, you see. I ain't had time to read it yet.
No, of course not.
No.
Well, I'm certainly interested to know who his heirs are.
Yeah, well, so is I. Well, we'll tell you what. Let me read the thing right here. I might as well open it up as sad as I is. Yeah, start off here and see, to whom it may concern. Special anyone thinking of paying me any rewards. I, Andy Brown, being of sound mind and dying of a temperature of 116, hereby appoints my great and good friend, George Kingfish Stephen, my sole heir and benefiduciary. How you like that? I is the boy's heir.
Yes, that is funny, isn't it?
Yeah, sir. Now go on to see here. I hopes and trust that as I lay is dying here in the presence of 34 witnesses, that everything that was coming to me will now go to him. Signed, the late Andrew Hogg Brown. P.S. Please pay him in cash so I won't have to report nothing to the Bureau of Internal Revenue. Sweet, Andy, to think of me, wasn't it?
Yes. Well, this sounds a mite confusing to me, but I don't think you'd have any call for lying.
Oh, no, sir. Not at a time like this. Oh, no.
No, of course not. Well, then, if this is the way Mr. Brown wanted it, I'll just make out another check payable to you.
Miss Pembroke, I knows what you're doing here is going to make Mr. Brown very happy. And I is confident right now that he's sitting up there on a cloud with his harp playing. Don't let him take it away. I can hear him right now. Well, I got the check. Now all I got to do is break the news to that dummy Andy that he ain't gonna get a cent of...
Hey, Kingfish, I want to talk to you. What is this I hear about you going up to see Mr. Pembroke this afternoon?
Yes, Andy, I went up to see him, and I got the reward check right here. Made out to me, George Stevens.
Well, now, wait a minute, Sheriff. Why is it made out to you?
Because I'm smarter than you is, Andy. And I tell you another thing. You ain't gonna get one red nickel of this, because I done made up my wait a minute. Hello, George Kingsley Stevens speaking.
Mr. Stevens, I understand you've had some business dealings with a Mr. Chauncey Pembroke. You know where he is now?
Who is this I'm speaking of with you? Who this?
This is the Fairview Sanitarium. Mr. Pembroke is one of our patients. I'm afraid he got away again, rented a hotel room, and is up to his old tricks.
What old tricks is that?
Handing out worthless checks. If you should run across him again, please call us here at the Fairview Sanitarium. We'll have a couple of the boys come over and pick him up with the wagon.
Yeah, I'll do that. Goodbye.
Now, Kingfish, what was you explaining to me about that reward money being in your name again?
Oh, well, Andy, I was just about to explain to you, you see, that is in my name, but I was just about to endorse it over to you.
Oh, you're going to endorse it over to me?
Yeah, huh? And all I was asking you for is a measly $50 in cash for all the work I done, helping you along and all that stuff.
Well, that sounds fair enough. I got $50 here in my wallet.
Oh, you're all right. I'll start endorsing the check right here.
There you is, right there.
All right. Yeah. And there you is, Andy. And here's the check all endorsed. All endorsed $1,000.
Yeah, thank you.
And now our little deal is closed. And I got a little news for you, Andy. Yeah, that call was from the Fairview Sanitarium.
Well, what about it?
Mr. Pembroke is a patient there. His check ain't no good.
Now, wait a minute, Sheriff King.
Yes,
now.
Andy, just as soon as I found that out, I thunk of giving you the worthless check and getting the $50 cash. I organized the idea just a few seconds ago.
Yeah, well, I got some news for you, Kingfish. As soon as I hear that you went to see Mr. Pembroke, I got suspicious. That was a friend of mine on the telephone, and I organized the Fairview Sanitarium this afternoon.